A report by the Ontario Ministry of the Environment on the city's drinking water system found no compliance risks in the 496 risk criteria. The summary detailed, inspection risk rating, 0.00%. Final inspection rating, 100%. Assistant Director of Public Works, Bart Doyle, delivered a verbal overview of the 75-page drinking water system evaluation report at the Public Services Committee meeting, Tuesday afternoon. Doyle's report explained, "The information found in the summary report aids in educating members of our community regarding infrastructure operations." He noted it is consistent with the city's strategic plan, focusing on continued investment into infrastructure. The report provides evidence and assurances to mayor and council as officers of the corporation that council is exercising the prescribed standard of care with respect to the operations of the water treatment system. The inspection took place on December 12, 2024, and covers the 2024 calendar year. It is an annual inspection and the report must be delivered no later than March 31. Doyle described the 33 adverse water quality reports contained in a table in the report. Most instances are related to water main repairs, new installations, and service line repairs. He said there were 6 documented water quality complaints ranging from taste and odor to discoloration and pressure issues. Doyle noted that some result from seasonal lake turnover. A number of questions ensued. The presentation of the report and questions from members of the Public Services Committee took about 15 minutes. Committee Chair, Counts. Luke Morissette inquired about the process for acquiring the next 10-year water withdrawal lease agreement and he was assured that it was proceeding on a timely basis. Councillor Rick Bull inquired about the number of issues related to new water main installations. Doyle advised that the Hillside Drive South and Timber Road installations are included in the count of 33 reports. Bull also inquired about the 100% evaluation. "It's a complete team effort," Doyle said as he described the plant department staff as very, very good staff, both in operations maintenance as well as in public works. "You know, the mechanics are great, it's like I say, it's a complete team effort. We take thousands of samples a year, and the guys are very good at doing what they do." Bull. "I would just wonder if you get a recognition for that kind of thing. A compliment to staff for maintaining 100%. Adding, "That's an awesome job."